اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده الظاهر بالكرم مجده الباسط بالجود يده الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيما وغناك عنه قديم، وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك، فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا لا خائفا ولا وجلا، مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك، فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك، ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور، فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي. يا ربي إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك، وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك، وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك، كأن لي التطول عليك فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك. فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك، إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته، والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام، الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى، تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضده، قهر بعزته الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمته العظماء، فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه، فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني وبهجة منقة قد أراني، فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. الحمد لله قاسم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الهاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم صل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك. استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله. مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له. أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك ولا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به وانصره وانتصر به وانصره نصرا عزيزا وافتح له فتحا يسيرا واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المهم به شعثنا واشعب به صدعنا وارتق به فتقنا وكثر به قلتنا وأعزز به ذلتنا وأغن به عائلنا واقض به عن مغرمنا واجبر به فقرنا وسد به خلتنا ويسر به عسرنا وبيض به وجوهنا وفك به أسرنا وأنجح به طلبتنا وأنجز به مواعيدنا واستجب به دعوتنا وأعطنا به سؤلنا وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. انصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا إله الحق آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله وغيبة ولينا وكثرة عدونا وقلة عددنا وشدة الفتن بنا وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآله وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله وبضر تكشفه ونصر تعزه وسلطان حق تظهره ورحمة منك تجللناها وعافية منك تلبسناها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوات. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام حبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطاهرين الطيبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. One of the du'as that we have on the nights that we prepare ourselves for Laylatul Qadr, as well as Laylatul Qadr itself. In other words, the night of the 19th, 21st, and 23rd is Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan. the dua that we're all familiar with. Some call it dua of Faraj, and it contains that dua or supplication within it. Others call it dua for the health of the 12th Imam. It sort of has that idea in it as well, but it's more broad than that. Let's read the dua. It's good for us to know what we're asking for a little more specifically. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaih. O Allah, be for your wali. Wilaya is a two-way relationship between two beings. And this wilaya that we're talking about here is either referring to the close relationship that the Imam has with Allah. That could be one meaning for the wali of Allah. It could be referring to the aspect of wilaya which is between the Imam and us, in the way that we are supposed to, while we have a close connection to him, we need to gravitate towards him. In other words, he leads and we follow closely. The close relationship is there, but as opposed to the relationship of the Imam with Allah, in which case Allah would be the pivotal point, the one that the Imam is getting close to. In the case of our relationship with the Imam, it is a close relationship of wilayah, but a relationship in which we try to catch up with the Imam. We try to get close to the Imam. The pivotal point is the Imam. And sometimes when we say waliyik, it means your wali, but instead of it meaning the one who has the relationship of wilayah with you, we're saying the wali that you have appointed for us. You have made him our wali, that we need to listen to and get close to, and so on and so forth. And I believe the second meaning is intended here, probably, but maybe some would argue that is actually the relationship of the Imam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this dua, generally, we are asking Allah to care for, in a general sense, and provide things for our Imam. As the followers of the Imam of our time, we're told to do dua for him, pray for him. So our job, our task, one of them, to pray for that Imam. We say, O Allah, be for your wali, who is Al-Hujjah ibn al-Hasan, the Hujjah, the proof, whose name is actually Muhammad. It's Muhammad ibn al-Hasan, the Hujjatullah. Salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaih. May your salawat, your blessings, be upon him and his fathers. Be what? Be. What do we want Allah to be for our Imam? Waliya. Be a wali for him. Waliyan. Wilaya here, saying, asking Allah to be the wali of the 12th Imam, seems to be using the word wali in the sense of its usage in the Quran in the third verse of Ayatul Kursi. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. The relationship of wilaya, which is a close relationship between two beings, in this usage the emphasis is that the one who is the pivotal point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has a caring and guarding relationship with the one who he has the relationship of wilaya with, and he pulls him towards himself. We're asking Allah, you be the wali of the Imam of our time. You pull him towards yourself. Pulling the Imam towards himself means the following du'as that we have after him. Waliyan wa hafidhan. If he's pulling him towards himself, then one of the things that will happen is hifz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be protecting him. Protecting him from everything. That includes, obviously, for as long as God wants him to be in this world, it is for him to be protected that anything that is going to harm his health and cause him not to be able to continue But it's not limited to that form of hifz and protection. The more important protection, which is connected to wilaya, is hifz from the shayateen that want to deviate. They want to deviate the path of the imam. They would like to deviate the imam himself. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be protective. Have that wilaya. Part of that wilaya is to protect him. Waliyan, wa hafidhan, wa qa'idan. Qa'id is the one who is up front and leads a person. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is where we're headed. So in that sense, it's a little difficult to explain this, but it's the relationship in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him towards the destination who was he himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, lead him in that direction. If a person does not have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leading them in that right direction, this is why we ask Allah for ourselves as well, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us on the right path is to take us on the right path. It's not we're not asking Allah in that chapter to tell us where we can find that guidance and just read it. The Quran is there. We're already reading part of the Quran. We're asking Him to actually take us towards Himself, towards the guided path and so on and so forth. So, waliyan, wa hafizan, wa qa'idan, wa nasiran, the Imam of our time, in order to accomplish what he is obligated to accomplish, needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. We all do. But we as the ma'mumin are asking Allah to assist him. While we prepare for that assistance, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these items here, part of them are things that we are in need of the imam for, like that hifz in terms of protection from deviation. We actually need the imam's support and help for that. In terms of physically protecting the imam, if or when the day comes that he reveals his identity, it'll be our job to protect our imam. And when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're also through that dua feeling like we would want to be the means through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the imam physically. In the case of nusra, wa nasira, you be his nasir, you be his helper, you be the one who assists him in the difficult task that he has ahead of him. While we make that dua, we're asking Allah, you be his help. We're also feeling the need of assistance, and we realize our responsibility towards the assistance of the imam of our time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his nusra for the Prophet in the Quran. أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah supported you with His triumph or victory. وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That Nasr came through mu'mineen. The believers. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be His Nasr, His assistant, His helper. But while we make that dua, so we want the imam to be helped, we see God's obligation for us to assist the imam. When we make that dua, we should be thinking that, Ya Allah, I want to be part of the means through which the nusra of the imam, the assistance towards the imam, we're all God's army, everything and everyone is. We pray that God uses us in the way of assisting the imam of our time, inshallah. We want to be of his close companions, assistants, soldiers, those who will sacrifice everything for him. وَلِيًّا وَحَافِظًا وَقَائِدًا وَنَاصِرًا وَدَلِيلًا. Emphasizing the idea of guidance being needed. Dalil is the person who shows you, your guide. The word dalil has, in some cases, some usages, it has a similar meaning to the word hadi. Okay, dalil is someone who takes your hand and shows you where you need to go. You be his dalil. You show him what path he needs to take, where he should go, he shouldn't go. We already had the idea of qa'id mentioned. There are similarities and differences between the meaning. The one who is qa'id will take you physically. The qa'id will pretty much take you, leading the way, standing ahead of you. Dalil is emphasizing on the guidance, whereas qaid is the one who leads you. The leader guides you in the right direction. You can call someone a leader, all right, but you can also call them the guide. The two words in English, that those two words I think are pretty accurate equivalents of the words qaid and dalil. You're emphasizing, if you pay attention to the meaning of leadership, you realize that the leader is the one who guides. But you may use the word leader at a time, and then you emphasize the idea of guidance. So what we're asking is for Allah to be his leader, lead him in the right direction. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be his dalil. This emphasis, let me point this out. The most important thing that we need, brothers and sisters, is to be guided to the right path. God's guidance is the most important thing. Finding that guidance. The greatest blessing we can ever have is that. The problem we have is that we don't know the path, and it's compounded by the problem of thinking we know. In other words, we don't know, and we don't know that we don't know. It's a compound ignorance, as some call it. The other way to word it is, we think we know, whereas we actually don't know. We need to acknowledge our need for his guidance. This emphasis here, twice, two words that have very similar meanings. Dalilan wa ayna. Ayn has different meanings. The meaning that comes to my mind is to be an eye, similar to the previous word that was used, which is to guide again. وَلِيًّا وَحَافِظًا وَقَائِدًا وَنَاصِرًا وَدَلِيلًا وَعَيْنًا حَتَّى تُسْكِنَهُ أَرْضَكَ طَوْعًا. Until you make him dwell. Iskan is to give or make a place someone's home, okay, or give a home to someone, allow them to live somewhere, reside somewhere. حَتَّى تُسْكِنَهُ أَرْضَكَ طَوْعًا. Until you allow him to live and reside in the entirety of your earth. تُسْكِنَهُ أَرْضَكَ. All of your earth, all of your earth. All of it will be his home. All of it will be his place of residence. It'll be his country. There will be one country in the sense of one state, one government. And all the people of the world will be connected. All will be able to travel to each other's home, cities, regions. There will only be one state, one just government. And so anywhere in the world will be a place that the Imam finds home and welcoming, as opposed to now where there's barely anywhere where the Imam would find and be able to consider as home. Home is where people are, they feel good about you, they welcome you, they want you there. Right now, most of the world does not want that. Much of it is because of ignorance. So we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hatta tuskinu, do all of these until the end goal. So be the wali, be the qa'id, be all of these, be the protector until he accomplishes the goal that you have set for him, which is to have the entirety of the earth, that'll be his home. Tawa. Tawa is the opposite of kurh, without dislike, but the world would want him. That's what the end goal is. The end goal is for the Imam to establish that government of justice where the majority of the world wants him. That majority will want him to get rid of that tiny minority who is getting in the way. Well, that's a long process that the Imam is involved in. He will go and he will accomplish that. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be such, وَلِيًّا وَحَافِظًا وَقَائِدًا وَنَاصِرًا وَدَلِيلًا وَعَيْنًا until حَتَّى تُسْكِنَهُ أَرْضَكَ طَوْعًا وَتُمَتِّعَهُ فِيهَا طَوِيلًا. Of course, that's not where it ends. After establishing that government, تُمَتِّعَهُ فِيهَا طَوِيلًا, give him a long time in that earth that has now wanted him and welcomed him and supported him and assisted him. And it's turned into his home for him to live there and to enjoy it طويلة, for a long period of time. And that will happen. It's not going to be, oh, as soon as the imam comes, he will quickly establish justice, and then next year or two, then it's all over, Raja happens, and then the day of judgment. No, there's a long process of establishing the government, then making progress and reaching the highest elevations that humanity can reach in all arenas, in all aspects of life. And once that has materialized, that's when this realm is not sufficient for the growth and progress of humanity. And therefore, this يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change this earth and change this system to a system that the good people can flourish more, can enjoy more, can have more, can see more, can enjoy the blessings that are much greater than this after going through all that training and reaching that level of prosperity on earth. It's important for us to understand these du'as, and to, while we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is in the du'a, we think about it. And we realize, for instance, in this du'a, what we're asking for and what that means for us. We are basically told to develop a want for all of these things. We want the imam of our time to accomplish that, and we are recognizing in order for him to accomplish that goal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to guide him and to be his wali and to be his nasir. He needs that nusra because he is going to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not do and accomplish that goal without the imam. It's the imam who will accomplish it with God being his wali, his qa'id, his hafiz, his nasir. And so if I start developing that desire, that want for the imam to move in that direction and accomplish that goal, then I'm going to start developing further and further the want to be part of that as the follower of that imam. And so those du'as will have more meaning than just asking something for the imam. We're also asking it for ourselves as those who want to join the imam in that path and in establishing the goal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set out for the imam of our time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the imam of our time, that he hastens the return of that imam and he helps us be his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins. We ask him to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. We ask Allah to relieve all of us of the pandemic and relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa alih rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alih.